This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Souk, by the way, podcast. Brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ah, cute.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back, bros. In the news coming up at 4:30, our lead story today will be the latest teen trend.
Yeah, you were teasing this yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm worried.
You shouldn't be. It's funny. So we'll have that at 4:30. Coming up in our next segment, shall we check in on the state of college hoops?
Let's. Because your program could be going down very, very soon.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I was just talking about it's just horrible. It's horrible to watch.
It's
college basketball sucks.
It's the definition of meh.
God.
Is there a good team in the NCAA tournament?
And I'm such a it pains me because I grew up on college basketball. I have such a hard time watching it now.
Well, you bitch and moan about Kansas. You talk about how good they are. But I just saw Jay Billis put out his 12 teams.
I talk about how bad they are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Jay Billis.
You said good.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. You this year you've just been bemoaning how bad they are. And I saw Jay Billis put out his 12 teams that can win it all. Kansas is one of them.
Yeah, that is a glaring
indictment on the rest of college basketball.
On college basketball. But
look at the Pac-12. Is there one good team in the Pac-12?
We'll get to that in our next segment. The Mariners have their new slogan for 2018.
pretty good.
Now, I always love this. Baseball teams always have a slogan. I don't know how many of you all knew that.
Yeah.
But they always have a slogan. I remember with the Royals in 1985, you know, they won it all that year. Their slogan that year was, "You've got a hit on your hands." I always thought that was cool.
That's adorable.
They also had a couple of the others I remember were "Catch the Thrill." And it's a hit, even though it wasn't thrilling or a hit.
The Mariners have had what? Believe Big. They've had All Aboard.
I have a list of the Mariners if you want to.
The different Mariners slogans that we've had?
Yeah, would you like to take a look at them?
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, if this link would work, I will pull it up for you.
Yeah, hell.
Okay, so this year, brace yourself. The Mariners slogan is good.
That's it.
No, but, no, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying that is the slogan.
Good.
Good.
So I guess the guys had t-shirts all left on their chairs during spring training that just said good.
Good.
Yeah.
Are we out of slogans?
So simple. It just might work.
Jim Harbaugh likes it. Now,
wouldn't you want it to be great or excellent or
right.
Pretty phenomenal,
pretty,
but
pretty good.
I guess it's better than saying pretty good. Like just,
I don't get it. What is that?
What are you? You're good.
How does good work as a slogan?
I don't know.
So you're saying on their TV commercials, it's going to be like
good
Seattle Mariners baseball.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. I saw one of the ads for it. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Is any better than, or any worse than True to the Blue?
Well, there have been some bad ones. There have also been some good ones. Like the Mariners. So I'm looking at the list. I pulled up the list.
Wasn't True to the Blue, wasn't that last year's, if I remember correctly?
That was 2014.
Okay.
Oh, actually, sorry, 2013 and 14.
I remember.
It was so good, they brought it back.
For whatever reason, I always remember those stupid commercials. Mariner baseball, because you're watching on Rude. Like True to the Blue.
So I think the best one the Mariners have ever had was 2001 Soto Mojo.
I remember that.
That was awesome.
That's a good one.
Because that team, I mean, they'd be losing by 3 runs in the ninth inning, and you just knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
Soto Mojo. But if you want to go all the way back, We Can Do It Together. That was the first one.
Really? Did that go along with Hooray for Everything? Everything is awesome. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team.
What is that from? That sounds like a Disney special.
That's the Lego movie. Have you ever, by the way, have you ever seen the Lego movie?
Mm. No.
It is phenomenal. If you ever had to go see one movie that you had to take kids to, but you would enjoy as well, mm-hmm. I would say the Lego movie.
Okay.
It's freaking fantastic. And that's the theme song is the conformity. Everything is awesome.
It's an all-star summer coming on strong all season long. That's from 1980. Join the lineup, playing hardball. Anything can happen. See it happen.
You know what? Already I'm saying that good isn't that bad as far as a slogan.
Big league stuff.
What?
Playing for keeps. I like that. How about 1989? I believe in baseball.
All right. Who?
1990. New Seattle Mariners.
Is this a real thing, like where someone sits around and comes up with these?
Yeah, these are their marketing slogans. You have to have a slogan, dude.
We need to. Well, I guess Portland had what? Rise with Us?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that big with the NBA, but yeah, they did. Rise with Us. And that's not a bad slogan because they were rebuilding.
I'm trying to think if there was any others here with the Blazers that I can remember off the top of my head.
Safe at Home, Refuse to Lose. You got to love these guys.
I remember that, and I did like those commercials, the You Got to Love These Guys. Because the Mariners do kind of funny commercials if you ever watch Mariner baseball.
Soto Mojo was 2001. Mojo Rising, 2002.
Mr. Mojo Rising.
Get all of it. Hey Now.
Really?
Yeah.
You stole that from Howard Stern, did they? Hey Now.
I think that it's more Dave Niehaus, right? Didn't he say that?
Was Niehaus a Hey Now guy? I always, when I hear Hey Now, I think of Howard Stern.
They did that one for 2 years. What a show. A new day, new way.
And so now we're just on to...
Believe Big, good. Ready to Play, Get After It, True to the Blue. What else? Last 2 years they've had... what was that? Are You Ready?
No, apparently not.
Damn right I'm ready.
None of us are ready for Mariner baseball.
And another one is What It Takes, or Whatever It Takes, sorry. And this year it's good.
All right. So. Not pretty good, not kind of good.
Good.
Just... Mariner baseball. Good.
Good.
Yeah. Not it's good, just good. How do you think of this team's going to do? Good.
I like...
Define good.
Good.
Well, maybe what is
good.
It?
Good.
The beauty is in the good. Simplicity of the whole thing. Good. Better than average. Better than fair. Good.
Mariners baseball, we smell like feet.
I'm just dying to hear big that? Voice guys say it, though.
Mariner baseball.
This is Seattle Mariners baseball. Good.
Was that the Ren and Stimpy one? It's log, it's log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Yes.
It's log, it's better than bad, it's good. You can tie that in there.
I forgot about that. Great callback.
Remember that? It's the commercial for Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. Just have yourself a log.
Here's one from one of our texters. Mariners baseball. Expectations optional.
I like that one.
I like that a lot.
Put that on a patch, maybe sew that onto some uniforms.
Somebody else texted in, meh, Renners.
How about something about we don't need pitching? We're good. Remember there was that DePoto? He's like, we're fine. I need to go out and get anyone. Our staff's going to be just...
Who are their pitchers?
Well, I think Paxton's... Well, I don't know who will be the opening day guy. It'll be Paxton or Felix. Probably should be Paxton, but they'll do it to... They'll roll Felix out there not to piss him off, right? And then I'm trying to think of who else you got.
I'm pulling up roster resource right now.
Give me their rotation.
Their rotation Paxton. Is Felix Hernandez,
yeah.
James Paxton, yeah. Mike Leake, Erasmo Ramirez, Marco Gonzalez.
Oh, that's the guy they got from
the Cardinals.
The Cards. Okay.
So Erasmo Ramirez back in the rotation. So
Ramirez,
you know things are going to be good.
Leake, Paxton. See, it all depends on if Felix, you know, I mean, if Felix can...
If Felix can be what he was, which is...
Well, he's not going to be what he was, but if he can just keep it together.
And Paxton has another nice year. I mean, you got a top of the rotation guy, but...
Leake will eat innings.
You can't have everyone else get hit, and you actually have to have a bullpen. Edward Diaz can't decide to be good every, what, sixth day.
Mariners baseball. Oh, well. There's some pretty funny ones.
They should have a good. They should have a good lineup.
Mariners baseball, dilly dilly.
I see now you're talking.
Oh God! Please kill it with fire.
Mariners baseball, do something. Mariners baseball, good is never good enough.
Yeah, the Ducks went through some slogans. Yeah, do something.
Do something.
Win the day.
Water the bamboo.
Oh,
smoke the bamboo.
I'm trying to remember other Blazer slogans.
Mariners baseball, let's pretend second base is home plate.
Now we're just getting mean.
Yeah, it's just you guys are jerks. Mariners baseball, good enough for who it's for.
Mariners baseball, next trade coming soon.
Yeah, that guy's made a lot of trades, hasn't he?
I'm looking up to see what other Blazer ones they have, because the only one I can think of really is the Rise With Us.
Mariners baseball, not everyone can be good. That's RJ.
Someone has to be in the middle.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's break. Coming up next, let's check in quickly on the state of college basketball. It's 414 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
See, I think the Blazers, we're talking about slogans because the Mariners' slogan this year is good.
Not a good slogan.
Good.
It's just good.
I think the Blazers should just have Rip City as their slogan every year.
Just that, permanently.
That is, I just think that is the coolest, one of the coolest. I mean, I don't even know what you call it. I mean, I guess it's a slogan, but you know what I mean. It's just,
well, I'll say this. I think the Blazers in general, as far as a marketing standpoint goes, have some of the best things going in the NBA. First off, I think their uniforms are kick-ass. I love the alternate ones.
The pinwheel's cool.
The pinwheel is a great
color
logo.
Scheme's great.
Everything's good.
Rip City is just, it's just,
it's uniquely yours. No yep. one else can tread on it.
It's timeless.
It's fantastic.
Classic. Yeah. They should just do that every year.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They may do that. The NBA slogans aren't as big of a deal, it seems, but they do them. But in baseball, it's like, it's a huge thing.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
But they had Red Hot and Rollin' too.
That's true. But see, that to me is kind of, That's baseball hokey, Red Hot and Rolling. There's just something good about Rip City. Simplicity, like good. Maybe try a little bit harder than good, but, you know. I appreciate the effort, Seattle Mariners. The Mariners have a good look, too. I think we're fairly lucky here in the Pacific Northwest. Timbers have good-looking stuff. I think the Mariners gear is good. Blazers, some awful-looking stuff out there.
Well, how about the Ducks?
Yeah, the Ducks have great stuff. You know, Beavers, it's gotten better. It's an acquired taste. You know, black and orange and green and yellow are kind of some tough schemes to work with. But the thing about Oregon is if you don't love green and yellow, you don't have to deal with it because they have every color under the rainbow that is a duck color. Some of that, too, is it helps to have Nike, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty good out there.
Helps to have the University of Nike.
In the news coming up in 10 minutes, the latest teen trend. But quickly checking in on college basketball, which we do not talk about much here.
No.
Other than me lamenting Kansas. Do you know who's number one in the country?
Is it Villanova?
No, they're third.
It's Virginia, right?
Virginia.
Oh, yeah. The
Tony Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett
How about
boy.
Tony Bennett leaving Washington State for Virginia? And I remember when he left, everybody was like, why is he going there?
Virginia.
But he's built.
What he talked about, he said it, thought it was a sleeping giant. And, you know, they're 24-2. So what? Who else is up there? Villanova, Michigan State. Right, probably top four or five.
They're two.
Duke. Now I got to pull this up. The one that surprised me the other day is we were watching.
Virginia's one, Michigan State's two, Villanova's three, Xavier is four, and Duke is five. Yeah, and then Gonzaga.
I wouldn't have had Xavier. I know Gonzaga's up there, but like Gonzaga, have you seen some of like the seedings? Like people, there's even though Gonzaga's six, I don't know if a lot of the national pundits are giving the Zags a lot of love.
I don't know why. They're good. That's my hot take.
We were watching a Big 12 game.
Kind of like the Mariners.
I'm kind of blown away by the fact that I didn't realize this until maybe 2 weeks ago. Texas Tech, who's leading the Big 12. Texas Tech's sixth in the country.
Yeah, I've watched them against Kansas. They beat Kansas. They've got some really good guards, but they're not.
Well, and then here's
the Big 12. I'll tell you this. The only college basketball I watch anymore is Big 12. I don't even watch the Pac-12. I have a hard time watching it. It's like, it's not good, man. And the Big 12's not good.
See, I watch some Pac-12 because when I'm on the treadmill, I'll throw on one of the Pac-12 games or they're always on at the gym.
So I see the Big 12 teams because of Kansas, and they're all kind of the same. None of them are great. And I think the fact that Kansas is going to win that league again this year, this will be the 14th straight year they've won that league, which to Kansas fans is a big deal. I think that's awesome. The fact that they win that league this year, it most likely will. They got to win on Saturday. is a testament to that league not being very good.
See, you've lamented Kansas all year, and yet they're eighth in the country.
Well, they have a great coach. Yeah. I mean, Bill Self's a great coach. Like
they run that four-guard lineup out there.
Dude, they have to because they lost a couple of bigs. They had a couple of things happen with a couple of freshmen. They got unlucky with one guy ineligible, another guy left. And so they're not working with a full hand. And so he had to kind of switch things up. He is tremendous. Bill Self is tremendous. But they are not as talented as the typical Kansas teams you think of. They're just not. They need two things to happen to win. And it used to be they could beat you in a lot of different ways. Traditionally, the Dukes, the Carolinas, they can beat you in a lot of different ways, right? Kansas has to shoot the three well, and they have to have that Azubuike guy. That they have one big guy. He's pretty tough, but if he gets in foul trouble, they're dead.
Well, and then you look at the Pac-12. I think the Pac-12 has one ranked team, right? And that's Arizona.
And they're 14th.
I have not watched a lick of Pac-12 basketball.
See, I've seen Oregon play a couple times. I've seen UW play. I've seen UCLA. I saw Arizona State at the start of the year. I've seen Arizona a couple times. But again, it's not like I sit down and watch a ton of basketball. If those games are on and it's one of those teams, like, oh, all right, you'll stick around and watch it. But it's so inconsistent. Even Arizona, who I've seen more than anyone else in the Pac-12, I've seen Arizona look like world beaters, and then you watch them play someone else, and Arizona looks terrible. And one of their best players just got dinged for a PED test, and he's out for the year.
His second one.
Yeah.
Were it not for an outstanding and amazing postseason format, I don't know where college hoops would be. But we all rally around that NCAA tournament bracket in March. It's fun. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But, man, is that product horrible to me. I can't watch it.
It's not very good.
I have a really hard time watching it.
You asked me a couple days ago, you were like, Mike, have you watched college basketball this year? Have you had to be reminded that Syracuse was playing? And my answer was yes.
Right?
There are days where I'm like, oh, crap. The game is on.
So you and I used to be like, every game, we know when it was. We glued to the TV. And now it's like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah, they're on.
Most of mine is happenstance.
The product sucks.
We watch it in here because we watch Kansas basketball when it's on. Or Mike will flip if there's a Syracuse game on. We just watched Syracuse play the other day. They were playing North Carolina. And if I'm at home or if I'm at the gym and I'm flipping through and there's a Pac-12 game on, I'll flip it over and I'll watch for a half. But it is very – and some of that is just for work purposes. It's almost like I feel like I should be watching some Pac-12 basketball. But same thing I mentioned with Arizona, which outside of is the DeAndre Ayton guy, who a lot of people think will be the number one overall pick. Have you seen him play? That guy is a physical freak. He's terrifying.
Who's
to watch.
Who's he play for?
Arizona. He's the big seven-footer.
Yeah, I've seen him.
For Arizona.
But not much.
That just you're like, holy hell. That guy's playing a different game. But
well, that's the Duke kid that
Marvin Bagley. Hurt.
Yeah,
he's
Bagley.
Awesome. Duke's, if he's healthy, Duke's going to win it.
Yeah, same sort of thing. You just watch him play and you're like, you are different than everyone else. But, you know, everything from Oregon to UW to Arizona State, UCLA is like this. There is so much inconsistency in the Pac-12. It's mind-blowing.
Look at Oregon last year to this year.
Yeah. You know,
it's hard.
Well, but they lost a ton. Oregon, by the way, probably not even going to make the tournament
this
year.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. They lost a ton because that's how it is now.
Yeah.
It's like you just don't build toward – Jeff Austin, our boss, and I were talking about this today off the air before the show. We were talking about you just don't build teams anymore. You reload if you're the Dukes and North Carolinas, but you don't build – like remember those old teams, the Duke teams with Leitner and Hurley and the UNLV teams? And
stacked.
Dude, they played for – 3 years at least, right? Together. Think about if guys stayed, all the best players just stayed. This whole time had been staying for 3 or 4 years before going pro.
Yeah, the teams.
College basketball would be awesome.
Well, they're saying
it once was awesome.
They're saying that this is the worst Kentucky team in 2 decades under Calipari, that it's not very good. And then, you know, that guy reloads better than anyone in the country. And even he's feeling the sting of that.
The last 2 years, you've noticed Kentucky slowly falling from their elite freshman
classes.
Well,
it's like how many times can you have four starting freshmen and expect to be an Elite Eight team?
Do you expect them to be back here in the next couple of years?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll reload.
Well, unless these kids continue to go. If you keep having bad years and you still have the same sort of attrition, then it can bite you in the ass. The best thing that could happen to Kentucky is if some of these kids realize, hey, I need to stick around, even though we weren't very good, and we'll build for the future.
I also wonder if that Adidas FBI thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if – do you think coaches maybe – felt that coming and backed off of some of their practices?
Well, think about this. That's an interesting question, whether or not these people that had an effect on recruiting. But if you've listened to the or read the Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports, the last 2 weeks he's had two of these reports about the fallout that's going to come from that FBI sting once those things go to trial and all those documents get released. And I mean, he's talking the top 16 programs in the country from what he's hearing could all go down. I think, what did he say? The payment of players, I think it was, if you, the last 3 years, if you had a player in the lottery, your school had a player in the lottery, look out. What if in the coming next year or two, what if you had, let's just say for argument's sake, the top 20 teams in basketball that are there year in and year out, what if we have 12 of those or 13 of those that are ineligible? Like, what do you do then with college basketball? What if you had a Kansas and an Arizona and a Louisville and a Kentucky and a Syracuse and a North Carolina? What if they were all purged from this tournament? What is the landscape?
For this year?
Well, for maybe the next 2 years. Who knows? Like, you think the product's bad now. What happens if we change the landscape of that? If the fallout is as bad as some people are saying it could be?
Well, it might be better because you get fewer of the raw one and done guys. Right? Yeah. You get teams like Rhode Island where they're good this year. They got a bunch of guys who've been playing together.
True.
You know?
Well, and then maybe
it's better basketball.
And someone says this too, you know, maybe then you get Gonzaga. You know, maybe you get more teams like that do build.
And they're good. Yeah, see, that's why
three,
I like
3-4 year guys.
Gonzaga's good. I mean, Zach Collins was one and done, but.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's a good point, right? So Gonzaga's what, sixth in the country? And they had a guy that, what did Collins go, 9, 10-ish?
He was 10 or 11.
11.
11th, somewhere in there. What if, and he didn't start for Gonzaga last year, made the national title. That's the sort of stuff that I think for college basketball is maddening, right? You get it. Like, Anthony Davis comes in, and Anthony Davis was a freshman. They win a national title, and it's like clearly Anthony Davis is going to go to the NBA and is going to be a dominant player right away. You can live with that, the one and dones. I think the frustrating part for college basketball fan and college basketball coaches, and I'm not saying anything against Zach Collins. He should have gone. If someone tells you you're going to be a top 10 pick, freaking go. The money's there. But you had a guy that didn't start for Gonzaga that played 16 minutes a game, and he was on a team that was a half shy of winning a national title. Think how good the number 6 team in the country would be if you brought back a Zach Collins. And I think those guys leaving, it's not the Anthony Davises of the world leaving that killed college basketball. It's the Zach Collins players or the Kentucky kid that is a rotational player for them that leaves. Those are the guys to me that are killing college basketball.
I tell you what, if I had a sports wish over the next handful of years, this would be near the top of my list, because I think this trickles down to, I believe that what we're talking about is a problem that is not just college basketball. I believe it has affected the NBA game, and I believe that it has affected the AAU game and high school games.
Yeah.
And I think I just think in general, the state of basketball in this country is very, very poor. I think that it's got a lot of problems, and if they fixed it, it could be phenomenal. I feel like it's buoyed right now by the best players in the world.
Yeah.
It is fun to watch Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry.
Anthony Davis.
You keep going down the list, and basketball sucks. Yeah. And it's a product of what you're talking about, and it sucks. It trickles all the way down. They need to fix that. That would be near the top of my list of sports things that need fixing soon, because basketball, I mean, it can be real. It's a great sport,
yep.
But I just think they're ruining it by how it's structured right now.
I so desperately want a 3-and-done system like you have in college football for college basketball, because from what you said in the beginning, teams would be light years better in college because they'd have players that were there for 3 years together. It would help the NBA because if you look back at the last like 4 drafts, how many players in the top 15, 20 are not good? A lot of them, because they weren't ready to come into the draft yet, to come into the NBA. So 3-and-done. And then even for the Kentucky thing, right? Kentucky reloads with freshmen every single year. Well, they wouldn't be able to do that if they had 3-and-done. So maybe other teams now get some of the best players in high school. Parity kind of increases a bit. Now it's not just Duke and Carolina every single year.
And I would like to see two things. One, if we paid kids, maybe they'd be more likely to stick around, better quality of life. Or just go to a baseball system where, look, if Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant don't want to go to college and they're good enough, then they shouldn't have to. Get them in the NBA. But if you do decide to go to college, I'd like to see that 3 years. So either go right out of high school or stick around 3 years, and I think that would make the game that much better. But I can't fault. Like, I use Zach Collins, and it was just because it was off the top of my mind. I can't fault Zach Collins. If either one of us were in that position, would you go back to Gonzaga for a $400 a month scholarship? Or would you leave and take $10 million to go play in the NBA? You can't fault that kid. He made the right decision. It just hurts the game.
So Tony Bennett at Virginia. Virginia's ranked number one. One, two, three, four, five. Last five seasons, Tony Bennett's record at Virginia. Mm-hmm. 133-32.
Good Lord.
He's gone 30-7.
But they are boring to watch.
Yeah, they are. They He's gone 30-7, 30-4, 29-8, 23-11, and now they're 25-2.
And they made a Final Four one year, right?
No.
At least?
No.
I thought they made a Final Four.
They've had Elite a habit eight. Of flaming out in the tournament.
Yep.
And, Elite Eight.
One I remember is they lost to Syracuse after having like a 17-point lead in the second half. Yeah. Of a tournament game.
So will anybody pencil them into the Final Four this year, even though they're probably going to be the number one overall seed? Probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Kansas cutting down the nets.
Not going to happen.
Do it, Rob. Do it.
It's not going to
happen. Pencil them through.
Not going to happen.
If you've seen Kansas is not good.
Hey.
Now Rob's
you can't
gonna,
say that.
Now Rob's going to take that personally.
Okay. We got to go. A little college basketball talk for you. Up next, it's time for In the News, the latest teen trend. Here's Mike.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 4:39. We've got another local mascot controversy coming up here.
Oh boy.
We have the Hot 5 at 5 in 20 minutes. Very big sports news. But right now, it is time for In the News, February 22nd, 2018. I'm your noted newsman.
I need my news, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you do.
Give it to me.
Now, okay, so this is the latest teen trend. With the kids. This is what they're doing. And it's pissing people off.
I've got teens, and I haven't seen anything yet.
I wonder if they've done something like this. Now, it's not pissing a lot of people off, because in order to be pissed off by this, you have to work at Hobby Lobby.
Okay, I'm going to need a further explanation of what
Hobby Lobby is. Hobby Lobby?
You don't know what Hobby Lobby
is? It's like a Jeopardy question.
Hobby Lobby is a store like Joann's Fabrics. Type okay. of store that has a bunch of...
Like a craft warehouse
like
sort of
Michael's?
Thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like that. Basically, it has a bunch of stuff that you would never want and you would never go in there. But
right now at Hobby Lobby, in case anyone was wondering, 50% off art prints right now.
Boom.
50% off art prints, including Dr. Seuss. So you might want to get on that.
By the way, can I just say I love these? I love the kids. I love this generation. I think it's the best yet. I think they're smart. I think they're thoughtful. I think they're inclusive. And I love what these kids are doing all across the country regarding gun violence. And this is no different.
Okay.
What they do now is they go into Hobby Lobby and they do pictures in the flower section. So they go in there because in Hobby Lobby, I guess they have like just flowers all over the place.
The nearest one, by the way, in Salem, if you want to check out a Hobby Lobby.
We don't have a Hobby Lobby here?
We do not. We have one in Salem, we have one in Albany, and we have one in Springfield.
Yeah, I had never heard of it. Wow. So maybe it's super
first timer.
We have them in the Midwest.
Regional? I don't know.
But
I think it's a Michaels. I think that's what it is.
So the kids go in there and they do a photo shoot. They get a photographer. Sometimes they do it on their phone. They have somebody else shoot it. And they bury themselves in the flowers and do photo shoots and post them on social media.
Why?
Now, well, it's kind of funny.
So like,
it looks good. Like it looks like
you're in some sort of botanical garden thing.
Botanical garden.
Yeah. Is that,
did you just turn?
I did.
What happened? I went
Boston there. Squeeze box.
Botanical garden.
Squeeze box in Soli, bro. You gotta go to the botanical gardens and get your photo taken. Yeah. It's wonderful.
So the pictures turn out great, but what's happening is they're basically just sitting in the aisle of a Hobby Lobby. And so the Hobby Lobby people are getting pissed because they don't put the flowers back, or they're laying all over the aisle, or that.
I suppose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You see, like,
won't someone please think of the Hobby Lobby people?
Well, every time you see those uncomfortable family photos, they're always out in some sort of wooded glen. There's always someone squatting down in some tulips somewhere. And so
they're resourceful. Let's just go to Hobby Lobby, take a headshot in these flowers. You'll never know the difference.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to go to a Hobby Lobby now and do this.
I think it's fantastic.
But instead of being like a punk kid, it's a 39 39-year-old man with male pattern baldness that's in the Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby coming to Clackamas soon, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I know where I'm taking my next photo shoot.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing now. That's what the kids are doing. They moved on from the Tide Pod Challenge. Now they hashtag, but when you put the photos up, you Hobby Lobby Challenge or something like that.
Really?
I don't know. Something like that.
Huh.
Yeah, so you should ask your daughter about that.
When's the last time you took a family photo, by the way?
We've never, well, my wedding.
Yeah.
At the wedding.
That's the last time?
Yeah.
I might want to get on that.
Why?
A little something for the old scrapbook.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm surprised your wife hasn't forced you to get together and...
Family photos are so much effort.
She doesn't care either.
You and me and you guys all wear like matching denim or everyone wears
that
white...
That is the thing, the white shirts.
Yeah, I wear a white shirt with jeans.
Why is that?
And then you got to be in some sort of forest. I don't know.
Why
make sure you have a haircut.
Yeah.
You've whitened your teeth.
You got to hire a professional.
That's what the women
Couldn't
want.
Couldn't possibly be good on your iPhone.
And ultimately, what the women want is what the women get. Because like
every guy's had to. Now I've never had to do that.
No,
which
that's,
is a,
that's
yet
a testament
another reason
to your wife.
Why I love my wife.
Yes.
She thinks those are stupid.
Yes, I feel like every man that's married, 90% of what he does is simply to avoid a hassle. It's like, what you want me to? Sure, whatever. This, yeah, fine. Can I, and if you behave yourself long enough, then you get a room to sit in.
You can't fight that. No guy's going to fight that.
No.
It is what it is.
No.
You just do it.
Best you get like where you get that stupid man cave or like a place in the garage that you can sit and be ignored.
That must cost a lot of money though, you know, because you got to pay the photographer. Yeah. And then you got to frame that crap.
Yeah, prints are spendy. Go to Costco.
And then what, you just hang it above your fireplace and stare at your own family that you see every day?
That's what people do.
My favorite part is my kid does this. When you go somewhere, like we went to Alcatraz, and they take that photo, and then they try to sell it to you at the end for like $900. Mm-hmm. My daughter goes up and takes a photo of the photo. Like they put them on the wall, like the preview.
It's oh,
like,
yeah.
My daughter will go up and just take a photo of that and be like, good enough, and she always gets yelled at by the people.
You know what? So we have some old photo. Like, we got a bunch of photos. Everybody our age has old photos, right?
Yes.
That you printed out.
The photo album.
Sometimes when you take a picture of, as long as you get the light right, if you take a picture of old photos, it looks pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
And you can't tell that it's an old photo.
No.
You think it's digitally remastered.
Okay, look at this. It's like the new Star Wars. I know, but if you ever do that with people that are selling those, I'm telling you, they get very, very touchy about the whole thing.
All right, so that's the latest teen trend. Coming up next, another local mascot controversy. 445 on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we got the Hot 5 at 5 here in 10 minutes, Burrows. But we are in the middle of the news for February 22nd. Is it the 22nd?
You are correct.
Can you believe
sir.
That? It's unbelievable how fast 2018
you
is going.
Colin Cowherd on me there.
Unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable, by the way.
Why?
It's perfectly believable.
Okay. Remember when we were talking about South Eugene?
No.
Let me remind you.
It was
the Axemen.
The Axemen to the Axe.
Yes. Changed their name to the Axe.
Yeah, you couldn't have the Axemen anymore. It was sexist.
Yes.
Well, I told you, like, the Canadian National Anthem had to be changed because it used to be in All Thy Sons' Command, and apparently you can't say that anymore, so now it's in all of our commands. It's more inclusive that way.
I think South Eugene should have went with the Axe people, but... They didn't. They just changed it to Axe.
The Axe community?
Yeah.
The Axe I?
Axe I.
The Axe Royal we? The editorial we?
So we've got another one. Now this one, tell me how you feel about this one. This is in South Albany. We're going South Albany High School, whose mascot is the Rebel.
Okay.
The Rebel. They don't like that.
Now, is it a Southern Rebel?
Yeah, it is.
They have like the mustache and all that?
It's a, does Rebel come from any other... I mean, that's the origin of the Rebel, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
I think it is.
If there was something else. When I think of Rebel, I do think of like the Ole Miss mascot.
Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
There you go. Can you just have Billy Idol? Can you have like an old British guy?
So South
I'm
Albany.
Look up Rebel and see where that term came from.
Yeah, it's pretty much from the Civil War. I don't really know how else, like why else.
Maybe they're big fans of David Bowie.
Says that it is a person who rises
rebel,
in
rebel.
Opposition.
Rebel what?
Rebel, his song.
Oh,
right. This says it's a person who rises in opposition of armed resistance against an established government or ruler. So, yeah, probably the whole Civil War thing.
Yeah, so they especially after Charlottesville, when there was, you know, the protest over the removal of the Confederate monument and it got violent.
Yeah.
It's getting a little too hot for the folks at South Albany. So
a little too warm.
Their principal got hundreds of emails, apparently, and letters calling for the rebel mascot to be retired. They are over it in Albany.
Well, I guess it just comes from the word rebellion and revolution. So you could, if you wanted to, just change the mascot a little bit. Like I said, my daughter's middle school did this, where they were the Y-East Warriors, and it was a Native American, and they just changed the warrior to like a Spartan thing.
Yeah, they could do that. I mean, this says, although there are no longer images of a Confederate soldier on campus, the name Rebels remains emblazoned on the school's athletic uniforms and on the grandstands and the end zones of the football field.
Yeah, just change it to like an American Patriot Rebel. They do like a 1776 rebellion sort of thing happening there. We're really that offended by this whole thing?
I think we are.
Right.
Yeah, I think we are. That one...
sensitivity training at its finest.
Although I will say, that one's probably more... There's more grounds to change that one than South Eugene, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Axeman one was really dumb. I can see where if you did have, like, the old colonel, like, Southern colonel.
Yeah.
Like, that
I get
is...
It.
I understand that one.
Move along.
Yeah, it is weird that we... That's a thing that's celebrated
right
in this country. I am fascinated.
And that's
by
the whole
that.
Point.
Yeah.
It's like now they're kind of looking at it going, oh, maybe not.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Kind of supported that thing. And I get the bottom line is, look, we have an uncomfortable history in our country that we don't really like to admit.
Right.
Like, we try to take the moral authority and high ground in the world, and I get why. I think we're the greatest country, but we've done some stuff that we don't really like to admit.
I feel like we should also ban Rebel Without a Cause, the movie.
Can I make a controversial statement?
Bad movie?
I don't like it.
Overrated?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember my whole hot Jim Morrison take about Jim Morrison wouldn't be Jim Morrison if he hadn't died. See, James Dean.
Jimmy Dean, huh?
Yeah. You know how many movies old Jimmy Dean was in? It's not that many.
107.
No, I think it's like 6.
Okay.
Yeah, he was not...
I'm not going to fight you on it.
He was not in some sort of massive... These massive hits or anything.
Okay. That's your news. Every day at 4:30. Local news you can use from your newsmen.
Local news you can use.
Do you remember that guy? Who's the guy?
No, that's a slogan.
Gary Gnu. What was it?
All the news that is the news with Gary Gnu. Is that the one you're talking about?
That wasn't what it was it? I thought it was. What was the Gary Gnu slogan? Do you know it, Mike?
No.
You're too young.
I think that's what it was. I think it was all the news that is the news with Gary Gnu. I think that's it.
That doesn't sound close enough to his name, Gnu. No. As a person who doesn't know that.
I thought they called it Gnus. All the Gnus with Gary Gnu or some crap. Anybody know what we're talking about here?
Text program, help us out. By the way, James Dean.
Lifeline, please.
3 movies.
No Gnu. Yeah, that's what it is. This guy's right. No Gnus is good Gnus with Gary Gnus.
Okay, well,
that's what it was.
There you go.
That's a great one. Gary Gnu. Remember him?
I do remember
No
him.
Gnus is good Gnus with Gary Gnu.
But apparently I didn't remember the slogan as well as I should have.
Okay. So now that we know that James Dean was overrated.
He was in 3 movies. Like, people like, I love when someone, and it's usually like a 22-year-old girl, by the way, does this one right here. You know, my favorite movie star is just James Dean. Really? James Dean, your favorite movie star of all time, right? Those 3 movies you made.
You know who my favorite movie star is?
50 years before you were born. That's your favorite movie star.
Paul Walker.
Putz. Big fan of the Fast and the Furious movies, are you?
Oh, yeah, man. He was the best.
Jeff Bridges.
Gone too soon. Okay, so the Hot 5
I like
and 5.
How Suk throws a real answer into our joke answer.
Yeah, like, what? Yeah, that
why,
didn't,
why
that
Jeff
didn't
Bridges?
Fit at all.
Because I just wanted to say, Jeff Bridges, that I love you.
The Hot 5 and 5 is
Let's
coming up next. We'll tell you how Tiger did. We've got another baseball team tanking, and the NBA is considering something a little wacky. So,
There's that.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.